Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Parenthood turns you into a morning person the same way being chased by a bear makes you a runner. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Once again, we are live on location. Come join us at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 61st and Highway 2. They're the proud sponsor of the Lunch Hour on the Adam Carriker Show, but today we're here for a full 2 hours from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Today's special is the Burnt End Dinner Plate for just $17 with two sides and a drink. You can try their Burnt End Sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of ribs, half-smoked chicken, and much, much more. Plus, their incredible sides. Hour one of this fine program is also brought to you by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. That's 124 years, ladies and gentlemen. That is very impressive. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com. That's HamiltonTEL.com for more info today. What are we looking at here?
Oh, I'm just pointing to Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton. I like it. I like it. So read that for the fine folks so we can depress everybody who's our age, Jake.
The PS2 was released 25 years ago.
Oh, daggers. What's with you and your daggers, Jake? Jeez, good Lord. All right, that's the whole reason. All right. Before we move on to the next clip, this is I want to revisit this part of Dylan's quote. And I quote, I know fans will love this when talked about something he wants to do better at. He's been working at, do more of next year. I know fans will love this, but running, I'm going to be excited to run a lot more this year. And quote, here are my thoughts on Dylan Raiola running. Number one, I think he's faster than people realize. I think number two, he doesn't want to run, and that's okay. Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks who are really good quarterbacks who scramble to create time to throw the ball downfield. No problem with that. You mentioned to me during the break, so I'm going to steal your thunder a little bit. Appreciate you letting me borrow it.
Yep.
It's not about the running, the lack thereof, the speed, the lack thereof, or the improvement, or whatever the case may be. It's if there's 8 yards there, by God, go take 8 yards. And if you're 2 yards short of the first down, dive for that first down. All right, slide at the appropriate time, dive for the first down at the appropriate time, go out of bounds at the appropriate time, be willing to take what the defense gives you. And if he does that, I think Husker fans would be happy because beyond that, nobody really expects anything more. Beyond that, even his brother Dayton did an interview earlier this summer, and one of the things Dayton said is, you know, he likes contact when he runs. He actually likes that initial contact. You know, not everybody is that same way, and that's okay. But take what the defense gives you. Don't hesitate. Make the decision and go. Now, by God, if there's a 30-yard throw downfield, hit the 30-yard throw. But you got anything else before we move on there, Jake?
Well, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, I remember talking to Connor Seish, a Nebraska basketball player, and he said he kind of phrased it interesting, which I'll kind of wrap back in here, is this, that his D1 skill is shooting. He's got other skills. Like he's not, you know, it's not like you're just throw him out there. He can't defend whatsoever, anything like that. But his Division 1 skill is shooting. And that's kind of where, when you kind of go back to Dylan Raiola, he's never going to have the Division 1 skill of running the football. Not that he can't do it, but that's not why he's here. But you still want to amplify that portion of your game. And that's what's going to be interesting to see if he can do that over the next couple of years. He's never going to run for 200 yards in a game, let alone a season. But
he could run for 200 in a season.
Well, I'm saying with sacks and stuff like that, I highly doubt he's going to probably end with 200 yards or even on the positive side, but that's fine. You just kind of has to learn to take, again, like you said, what the defense gives you. You don't have to get every last yard out of sliding. We saw that in the Boston College game as well. You know, you can kind of give yourself up to a degree, but he really struggled with identifying where the first down was last year when he was running. He'd slide early sometimes. There was, you know, as he looks up to Patrick Mahomes, which we'll get to later, he is one of the best at scrambling in the pocket, not going behind the line of scrimmage and finding somebody downfield. So it's almost like he almost overemphasized that last year too, where at times it's just like, third down, just run. You don't have to try to hit a guy on the move when there's 4 yards in front of you and it's third and four. you know, so it's these things where it's like not asking the world out of him, but, you know, in the body, the training, all that sort of stuff, that's important, you know, just to get that little extra speed that you're going to get. But more importantly, it's just becoming comfortable with scrambling, with running, with being able to do it. Doesn't have to be the number one, tool that you've got in your tool belt. But if you can just kind of learn how to work around it, it really can help you in a big way become a much better quarterback.
Absolutely. All right. Let's move on to that next clip. So the next clip is got multiple parts to it. It talks about Rule on Frost and his thoughts on Frost and some of the things Frost had to say. Also, it's Rule on the job at Nebraska, what it was like when he first got here, where he believes it's at now. All right, so let's go ahead and let's roll that next clip.
First of all, I have a ton of respect for Scott. And I've always been very empathetic for what he went through because, like, this was his home. You know, like, if you guys fire me tomorrow, like, I'm just going to go back to Cape May and sit on the beach and go back to where I'm from. But, like, this was his home, right? And so, like, this offseason, we put up a huge picture of Scott as a player in the coach's area because I took a picture and I sent it to Ryan Callahan down there because I can't imagine, like, what that feels like for him, right? I know what it felt like to get run out of Carolina. And I would say to people, like, I don't think I took the right job for me. It wasn't the right fit. That doesn't mean it's a bad – no, I will say this. This was not a good job when I got here. Like, we were behind on NIL. The facilities weren't what they were. Everything was behind. Trev convinced me, like, hey, Matt, this is going to – by the time we get to the point where we're going to be able to pay players, like, this is the only Big Ten school with no debt. We're going to – like, this right now we're talking about 20.5. It's going to go up percentages every year. And we're at a place where we have the best facility in football. We have everything that we could want. We make more of an investment in nutrition than any other team in the country. I mean, look at all of our sports. Look at how they're all blossoming right now because of the investments we're making in nutrition, sports science. Like, there wasn't a sauna in the facility when we first got there. And now you got to pick between a steam room, a sauna, an infrared sauna, your personal sauna. Like, there have been, but that those were investments. Scott came at a time that he had COVID. He had all these different things. So I can't talk about his time. But what I can say was this wasn't a good job. Yeah, it was not a good job. But we've made it a good job, and we're about to make it a great job. This will be one of the best jobs in the country. And, like, that's why sometimes recruits will say, like, Coach, if you win, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm gonna stay right here. Like, you know, the only thing I ever think about is getting a lake house in one of these lakes in Nebraska I keep hearing about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thoughts here as I finish. Like, I've heard all these before, but I always like to take notes to make sure I'm able to give somewhat of an intelligent response there, Jake. All right. So we'll take this as far as his words on Frost. So, and then we'll move into the job, what it was, what he believes it is, what he believes it's going to be going forward. Now, I know for a fact that he's picked up the phone. He called Scott Frost. He called Pelini and said, hey, what do I need to know about this job when he was hired? Okay. Now, I cannot confirm for sure whether he ever spoke to Bill Callahan or not. My gut tells me he probably tried to call. Bill may not have returned the call just based on certain things that I know, but I cannot confirm or deny that for sure. But I know he spoke to Frost. I know he spoke to Pelini. I know he's sympathetic to them because, like he said, he knows what it's like to be fired. He knows what it's like to have a crowd chant, fire this coach, you know, insert his name. And he knows, in his words, he felt like he was ran out of Carolina. So he's sympathetic to that. It's not lost on him. You know, if this job goes well, he's going to be here for a long time. He's made it clear he wants to stay here. And if it doesn't, he may not. And he could possibly foresee himself at some point in that same position. So he becomes sympathetic. I'm not saying it's going to happen, to be clear. In fact, I'd be surprised, very, very surprised if it does. I expect the exact opposite. But you can be sympathetic to somebody who's been through something similar to what you've been through or something you could see yourself potentially going through. And Rule's always going to handle himself in class and whenever he's in a public forum. Okay, and that's exactly what he did when it came to Frost. When it comes to the job was not good when he got here, he said. He believes they've got the best facilities in the country now, and it's a good job now. When I heard that, and again, that's kind of a little bit his way of sticking up for Frost, I do think as well,
when I heard that, my first thought was, well, Frost was a head coach for 4 years before you got here. And how good a job is or is not, isn't always directly correlated 100% to the head coach, because is he getting what he needs? Is he armed with the tools that he needs? And I'll go back to a conversation that I had with Greg Austin, the offensive line coach, the first spring that Frost was here, before he ever coached an actual game, okay, as a head coach in Nebraska. And Austin, my former teammate, said, Bill Moose has given Frost everything he's ever wanted. Or not ever, everything he's asked for is what he said. And so to that point, I know that he had. Now, we don't need to spend a ton of time on this, okay? But how good a job is or is not, if a coach is being equipped with what he needs, then correlates directly to the coach. Now, when Will gets here, all he can do is assess, this is what it is, this is where I believe we need to be, and we're going to try to get there. And I guarantee in his mind, I will say this, I didn't know a sauna was essential to winning football games. I've seen NFL teams with saunas. I've seen them without saunas. I thought that that was interesting. But the point that he was making was, we have everything you could possibly need now, or it's on the way. And this is a good job now, where he didn't believe it was when he first got here. Regardless of why or why not it was a good job or was not a good job, and it is now a good job. They've made the upgrades, and he's building towards the future and a long-term future where he intends to be here. And those were my kind of biggest takeaways. Also, something else I don't know that I've ever heard like people directly talk about since I heard that quote, no debt. The only Big Ten school with no debt. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not small. That's not medium. That's not huge. That's a gargantuanly positive thing for Nebraska. I'm staring at an article that was sent to me. By the way, half the stuff that I read on the show is sent to me from people. Now, I got to vet it, but if I have to vet your stuff too much, I just quit listening to you. So it's sent to me by people I trust, and then I vet it, I look at it, and I choose what sticks out on the show. Iowa State facing a $147 million deficit. Iowa State Athletics has to halt building stuff for wrestling, building a new Coliseum and a new stadium for their football team. $147 million in debt. Nebraska has zero, and the only school in the Big Ten was zero. That is a ginormous thing in a positive direction for Nebraska football and athletics as a whole.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it's interesting, too. There's a few things that kind of stuck out to me there, too. Basically, pointing to the facility and saying all sports are blossoming, it continues to kind of go through this theme of no excuses, this year three expectation stuff. Again, we've talked about whether you do it or not, does it put you in the best place or not? Well, whether or not you win or not, it's going to happen. Year three is going to happen. And so it's almost like speaking it into existence, because that doesn't take pressure off you. He's saying, hey, look, everybody else around us is winning. We should be winning, too, because of these facilities. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Not a good job coming in. Didn't love it, right? I mean, I think that that's trying. I get it. What I did love was sticking up for Scott Frost. There are players that still know Scott Frost, communicate with Scott Frost, I'm sure, used to play with Scott Frost. So I love that he kind of stuck up for him. But, it kind of goes back to, there are always going to be things that are difficult in the Nebraska job that we know about, geography, lack of in-state talent as far as filling out a football team and all that sort of stuff that's been there for years. But I never like to hear that when at Nebraska. I really do believe we have the greatest fans. I don't just say it. I think we have the greatest fans in college football. And you always have, regardless what your record is, 80,000 people packing the building and making it the event of the day. So there's a certain way of seeing it, but I get what he was saying. But also I don't love hearing that, because I think it also somewhat excuses a little bit of what the results have been so far.
My personal opinion, I just don't think it was entirely true, because you're ignoring the insane positive benefits that come along and are unique to Nebraska. Are there unique challenges? Yeah. There's also insanely positive benefits that are unique to Nebraska as well. You know, Matt Rhule's going to express his opinion. He's obviously 100% entitled to, and he's the coach. I mean, he knows best, so to speak.
Right,
okay?
Absolutely.
But when you talk about in-state talent, Torrey Pittman, safety, all right, Omaha Central is now the number one safety in the entire country. Just got his fifth star, number 16 overall recruit in the country, number one safety in the entire country. There's more Division I talent coming out of Nebraska this year than there has been in years. So let's just keep that in mind as well. So someone mentioned to me that Rhule was clearly frustrated at certain points with certain things that he said, with some of the travel that's kind of built into this year's schedule a little bit. You know, Maryland going halfway across the country. Then you go on a short week up to Minnesota. You know, another thing that someone sent me, which I don't completely buy into, Penn State and then a short week is Iowa. I'm like, well, we play Iowa at home. So for me, that Minnesota, that Maryland to Minnesota thing is something that I pointed out, but it's kind of the no excuses thing. Like at a certain point, Oregon played for 8 straight weeks last year, had to go to Madison. Wisconsin was the home team coming off a bye week, hosting them. Oregon had to travel 2 time zones and had to figure out a way to win, and they did it. At a certain point, no excuses, just kind of get the job done. All right, we better head to break, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we are at Mulberry Barbecue. Come join us, located 61st and Highway 2. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.